702. What's going viral with Kabazela?
Bele, good morning.
A very good morning to you. Listen, let's talk about what's gone viral. This mom's photo shoot saying girls can be athletic and girly. What does that mean?
Yeah, so it was the day before her daughter was supposed to play in a softball match. And she got a comment from one of her friends saying that, oh no, her daughter won't do too well at softball because she's a girly girl. And this sparked a little bit of a nerve inside the mother. So to go and, you know, I don't know what she was trying to achieve, but she achieved it, I suppose. And what she did was she did a photo shoot with her daughter, dressed in some of her softball gear, but also dressed like a princess, to say that girls don't have to be, you know, put in a box where you've got a prince, you know, girls play
with dolls.
You can
be a girly girl and play sport.
You can be a girly girl and play sport the next day and be a princess the next day, et cetera, and do whatever you want. So she posted that picture online and she got lots of likes and it got shared around, obviously went viral. And then lots of other mothers and fathers were sharing photos with their kids, their little girls as well, you know, doing the exact same kind of stuff. So it was quite a nice little campaign.
Yeah, I mean,
the woman's a photographer as well, and her business is booming.
So, oh yeah, the win-win, right?
Oh yeah.
Look, it's a brand new world. People have just got to adjust to the new norms, I think. Now, a professor of surgery talks about movie injuries. What does that mean?
Yeah, this is quite a cool one because you often watch, you know, the latest movies, blockbuster movies coming out in the series, and you see these scenes, and you think, yeah, nobody would get up from that.
Yes.
You know, you've got somebody on top of you, and you're punching the guy's face in, and you would think you would be gone. You know, your jawbones would be broken, and your cheekbone would be gone.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. And so this this professor of surgery has taken a couple of famous movie scenes, and he goes way back to old Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah.
I can't remember the title now, but he gets thrown through a glass window.
Okay.
And then he discusses that.
What would have happened in the real life?
And why it's just so fake. And so on. And then he discusses a couple of other movies, which is quite fascinating to see how science talks about these movie scenes.
So characters that lived that in real life simply would never.
Would never happen. I think the biggest sort of proponent of these things is those Fast and the Furious movies, right? The scenes coming out of there are just unbelievable.
Too unrealistic. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I suppose then the question we could ask is about the most over-the-top movie scene that you've watched where you thought there's no way you could come out of that alive, buddy.
You just can't. Yeah.
Top of my head, I'm thinking of Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
What's that movie where he runs away? The Fugitive. You know, he falls into the...
He jumps out of the
waterfall?
Yeah.
No way.
No way.
All right, that's mine. What's yours? 011-883-0702. Over-the-top movies where the character should never have survived.